Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for joining us here at or in the center of the universe, however you want to look at it. Just read something on Facebook before just get on here from KRMG. There was a quote on there from KRMG. It was pretty interesting. One of the guys, let me look it up so I don't get this guy credit. And KRMG credit. KRMG, by the way, has been doing excellent on their Facebook posts as far as, they've just been doing a really good job. Anyway, just seeing it, you know how sometimes you go back and it's not there and you get to scroll down 5. Anyway, the guy said that he hasn't seen this much shift in the temperature or weather period. This was happened to us in the last 8 to 10 hours in his lifetime. It's bizarre. Is it all a script or, you know, it just doesn't make sense. So, anyway, I know everybody's in a funk. You know, I know I am a little bit. And it's just, I'm not going to buy into it, though. I'm going to choose it just to, first of all, you turn off the freaking TV, you know? Really. I mean, some of it. TV's just, you know, got us all sheep. I mean, there's so much going on right now. What story do you follow, you know? So what do? We just go watch the Oscars or whatever, you know? This really isn't happening. This, okay, it's what it's supposed to be. We all got paid Friday. Sun's shining, and then we hear launch come through and high-pitched sounds and see chemtrails in the sky, and we got paid, but won't y'all just get a minute to the grocery store and stay home? Yes, I don't know. I posted something earlier today about how the government approved. I posted it. If you want to read it, it's there. I can't tell you to go read it, and I'll let you read it for yourself. But basically, it says that the approved seeding of clouds, chemtrails, basically, you know, for forever. As far as the national security, but get rid of cloud cover. Seating, it's all there if you want to read it. They're going to launch the satellite next week, and it's already been approved. Is it too late? Can we stop it if we want to? Probably not. No, we know. I mean, when we know whether we can, so we don't. And that's what we do. Oh, screw it. What are we going to do? Let's go to movies. Let's go do that. Let's go to the movies and pay, what is it for a soda now? For two of us? Me and the girl, $35? Popcorn, you know? But hey, that's for movies. You know that. You go to the movies. Respect it. Delay it. You know? Well, you're going to the movies. They get that $8 ready for that pop. You know they're going to want it. Back in, they're going to get it. If you're not, you're a snurry. Anyway, I'm kind of off, on my show tonight, like so many other nights. But I'm alone tonight on the show. Have you ever worked around any creative types, bands, for example, lead singers, anybody labeled prima donnas, put it that way, or whatever, talent? Anyway, it's just when you work around certain types of So, Ron, keep doing the show. Yeah. FBI. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. We'll try it. You know. Gotta do the show. Gotta do the show. Okay. So, anyway, I am committing to this. All right. Every night for a while. We're supposed to go to 2 hours here pretty soon, but and I understand, you know. But if you're going to do something, we got to do it. And that's what was stressed from several people. And so sometimes I get all worked about this, about sometimes what we talk about or whatever. And it takes me some time to try to, I know it doesn't sound like it, that we put any effort at all before we do the show, but it does take time as far as trying to build a show, which we haven't yet. We're starting to. We're getting there. I think the last show that I did, I saw the numbers or something, and there was 10 people trying to call in live. There was 347 listeners. Thank you for listening. If you are listening, I appreciate it. We really do. That's what keeps me going, is you guys. All right? Because I don't know anything. I just host the venue. Throw the honey out there to attract the bees. All right. However they go. Anyway, bees, honey, whatever. I'm a host. And tonight, mostly co-host. Also, don't have a show. But I'm going to sit here and ramble and just talk for 30 minutes just to fill the air to show that we did a show for 30 minutes. Well, if somebody wants to call in, 347-637-1980. That's 347-637-1980. And I understand why. I don't even know why I should have. No, I said I would. I'm committed to this and to get to the next deal with 2 hours of guests. And at some point it'll be that, you know. So we can't be going today was somebody said, you know what? I went to Google. And I typed in center of the universe. And you know what showed up? Number one on the search was Ron Tittle with Facebook center of the universe. So, not hard to find, I guess. So, if you're not hard to find, we better start on the show and take it to the next level. I think there's, you know, look forward to doing it. It's going to take a lot of time, and it stresses me out. If you know me at all, I get stressed out about almost everything anyway. But, you know, a lot of stuff I read, you know, it's kind of hard to understand, you know. Is it real or not real or... You know, a lot of subjects come your way, and you're like, I don't know. Really? And I also read a lot of things that, you know, that actually you don't know about and haven't seen yet, you know. Get to see a lot of information, or I search for it or whatever before it's spit out there, or try to stay ahead of the curve or whatever. And sometimes I just get, you know, a little too worked up over it, you know. Even I got to take a night off, you know. And I'm just the host. But you got to try to get, you know, the guests. You got to read this. You know, takes a lot of time. But I tell you what, it's just I love doing it. It's very entertaining. And it's a hobby. And I'd rather be doing this than just sitting there watching the Oscars. Or whatever, you know, all the messages, think about all the subliminal messages you hear, you know, it just, God, you know, Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence. Boy, that's a great song. Anyway. Is there any worry, silence anymore? I'd like to enjoy some silence. Okay. Well, I could either just sit here and keep blabbing like an idiot, or I'm just going to shut up and wait for 19 minutes and 11 seconds to get us out of here for tonight. So, I think I'll just do that, unless I think of something for that. There's 5 earthquakes today in Oklahoma. There was a 6.5 in Japan. There was a... I'll just start reading stuff I did that I usually looked at before the show and didn't have a chance to tonight. I usually go to Facebook, see what's going on there. Let's see. Then we'll go look at Dredge Report. I'll go to check out the earthquake report. Let's check that out. And where I go to look for this information, by the way, is earthquake.usgs.gov. G-O-V. Earthquake.usgs.gov. You'll go there and click on Earthquake Center. And, well, we've had 6 earthquakes today. Just had another one about, let's see, 20, 53, 19, so 20, so that's, what's that, 9 o'clock? Okay, so had another one in Guthrie. Let's see, today in Oklahoma, 2.8 in Guthrie, Oklahoma, 6.5 kilometers. Then we had one, 2.6 in Stillwater. Then, let's see, 2.9 in Cherokee. These are all today. Scrolling down here. Then we had a 3.2 in McCord. And then we had one 2.8 recorded. And it just updated, so it was just another earthquake while I'm sitting here online, and this one happened where? Let's see. Let me go back and click on that. So. Let's see. So we've started off the day and with the 2.8 and just a few moments after that, then you had the other one near there, and they ripped us out. The first one was at 8:44 this morning. Second one was 8:55, and then the latest one was in Stillwater. Around 9 o'clock. Oh, no? Yeah, 10. Yeah, 9 o'clock. Anyway, 6 earthquakes in Oklahoma today. I thought we were known for tornadoes. Earthquakes. Seriously? I guess we'll just start doing a daily earthquake report in the morning. Instead of that, you know, with agriculture. By the way, our forecast today for earthquakes here in Oklahoma, and it's going to be around the same area for some reason. But, not really doing big stories on why it's happening in the area, but well, we're gonna show you what happens here in this little radius today, how many we're gonna have today. But God, are we ever gonna get a big one? God, I hope not. You know, and most of you do know this, but it shocked me that you think the largest earthquake ever, and they really don't know how big it was because they weren't able to read it by machines then. But anywhere in the world, where do you think the largest earthquake they think happened? Missouri. You said it created a lake overnight. Also made the Mississippi River roll backwards, or move backwards, or flow backwards, you don't say it. So, Get your insurance policies out. Make sure you get earthquake coverage. Yes, they still offer it now. Oh, I bet they do. I bet they do. Boy, that'd be, maybe I start doing that part time. Boy, there's some money in that. Let's take a look at your policy. Now, I'm gonna have to charge you. I'm gonna charge you. But you're gonna need it. So, we got that working for us, which is nice. Earthquake coverage. Most people don't have car insurance coverage. 35 wrecks tonight. So just reported tonight for all the dinglings running around and stuff. You remember when, it seems like we're more into weather prevention, or not weather prevention. We need it. Remember when we used to, when we were younger, not that really long ago, when you see the blade trucks, first sign of blades coming down, hitting the roads. You know, I haven't seen anybody do any work on these streets here in Spalco. Yeah. I haven't heard one truck roll by at all today. No blade trucks, nothing. I mean, remember they used to run down, you know, while all the snow was gone? I don't know if they were doing that in Tulsa. I don't think so. Nah, hell no. Man, there's less, we're better off. No, everybody, stay home. You know, it'll get there. It'll be there when we, you know, get there. That's where we get paid the big bucks. You know, so we have that. I feel sorry for all those crews that come out. You know, losing electricity. Those guys work hard, and women. Thank you for doing what you do to keep the power on, the heat on, and not freaking out the kitties. I'm sure that's why most of you do it, because you love your families. You got to do some hard work, men and women, of course. Talking about in general. Guys, you got to just, anything you say anymore. And then, you know, boy, you offended me. Oh, you offended me. You offended me by apologizing for offending. How's that? Well, I think just, oh, it was a, you know, now I know what some of those people say. You remember the good old days? I don't know if I'd ever say, you remember the good old days when we didn't have electricity? And remember the good old days when we had to go outside, about a mile outside, and take a shit in the outhouse? No, that's a story I probably wouldn't tell. But, I mean, I think that's, you know, it's moving faster and faster, greener, faster and faster. Get a hat for this, hat for that, two for that. A lot going on. So, well, I hope a lot of people are taking advantage of the day and taking this time and spending some time with your families. There are already out there. I mean, you know there are, but I mean, traditional. Mom, dad sitting there at the dinner table. You know, get the loved ones over for Sunday. Everybody get together and see their grandparents and stuff. That's the good old days to me, growing up. Get to see my cousins. All my family, go down to granddad's, one of them. They all sit around, about 20 of us around the table on Sunday. By God, it's Sunday. That's what we do. We're all having lunch together. What's Papa's house been going to today? You know? What's granddad's been going to? Well, we can't go to that Papa's now. Yeah, we've got custody issues. He's behind on child support. No more of that. Your kids just go in there and go grab that coupon for that $9.99 bucket. Oh, that's a family dinner. Chocolate pie, too, I think. Anyway, it's sad. I wonder how many people, I wonder what the percentage is going to be for people that are getting married this year. How many 20-year anniversaries you think are going to be? You know? How many 35? How many 50? I'm talking the first one, not rerun, not the second one. Not, you know, not combined either. Now, obviously, there was nothing to talk about because I'm the host and I'm not one that has the information to do the show. So I guess it's Sunday. I guess Sunday night we'll just take Sunday night off. We'll see. I'm usually pretty just rambling. I'm just. Let's see what else we got going on here. So anyway, I'll go, usually my routine is, definitely go to the earthquake site. Then I'll go to, a lot of my friends are going to love the spaceweather.com, which is always interesting. I'll go look at the asteroid report, which is pretty interesting. On March 3rd, there were 1,460 potentially hazardous asteroids. There's a one that's going to be here on March 5th. DX-110-2014.9 lunar distance, 29 m, so that's pretty good size. Anyway, a lot of times when you go to this asteroid, when they get under a lunar distance, a lot of times they don't post those before the day. If we get around a lunar distance, or the miss distance, whatever you want to look at it, maybe you don't post those till after it's passed so it doesn't freak everybody out. Because a couple of weeks ago, remember how they made a big deal? That thing's 2 million miles away. It was 0.7. And you haven't been able to see anything. I mean, when they first said that, I knew it was the way they were talking about it. I knew that that was one that was going to be, posted a few days later because they don't want to scare the shit out of you. That's 0.9. That's pretty close. And they're not going to tell you anyway. They wouldn't tell you if it's going to hit. And most of you don't want to know. I think I do. Somebody the other day said, "But do you really want to know? I mean, we're all going to see each other again. We're going to be in heaven and all that stuff." And that's great. I still would like to talk about that part before I see you here, what happened before. You remember that part, you know? Wow, sorry I didn't get you on that deal. Hey, let's see you again. I don't know. They're on a team. And, of course, you know, my little bitty show, which is called Center of the Universe, but bitty. I mean, is nothing compared. I mean, as far as most of the stories right now, I mean, the big story of all right now is, I mean, Russia. I mean, this is just, I mean, basically, have I come out and say yet that World War III has started? Let's face it, folks. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but are we not? I mean, I don't know what your reaction to this thing is, and that's part of the reason why I don't have anything to talk about tonight, because, I mean, I'm so overwhelmed with that. What's they want you to do? You know, like I post on Facebook, I mean, should we buy into all this stuff with Russia? Or is this an opportunity to for something else to happen, be able, you know, and get some things passed right through and, you know, get your eye on this. Oh, you ain't, you know, who's Russia or whatever. You want it. I mean, we can watch out for, you know, some people making some, maybe some power plays with us going on, you know, some things unnoticed. I mean, are we paying attention? You know, well, there might be a smoking mirror with this Russia thing. I mean, to get some stuff that's really, I mean, you don't watch, always follow money. And we really start, we need to start watching what the past every day. All right? Half, they don't even read half of it. I mean, so, you know, not, hardly any of us are. You know why? Why don't we? Can't do anything about it anyway. Right? Now, I mean, you know. Well, it is. Maybe we need to get Beastie Boys to write a new anthem for us, man. You know? Some kick-ass shit, you know? You gotta fight for your right to join a party. Start a party. You gotta fight for your right to party. Kick it. We need some type of battle cry. We need something going. Dry old line of sand. Well, of course, over that. Next, you got a warship 200 miles outside the coast. You know, didn't alarm you? Yeah, it's pretty heavy. Heavy duty stuff right there. But, you know, not in the know, or the, you know. What's their agenda? It's, I don't know. Bummer. But y'all, I tell you what, though. Did you see the Oscars last night? Did you, around the water cooler? Dude, wasn't that great? This is Warship. Oh, what Warship? I didn't see that one. Where was it? I didn't see Warship. I didn't see Russian Warship. What are you talking about? Yeah, you don't have to look very far. It's just 200 miles off the coast. Anyway. It's always... Everybody walks around the elephant in the room. You know, everybody does. What elephant? That one right there. That one. Right here. Just walk through it. Start walking through the elephants, folks. Quit ignoring it. Because the elephant is in the room. Elephant is in the room. That's what you're going to do. Well, I know what I'm going to do. Been doing it all my life. Trying to. I'm going to fight for my rights to party. You'll have a good day.